Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Show with your host, Coach Chanel Budd. And today I am honored to have a special guest speaker who is a phenomenal woman of God, and she is a leader. And I'm going to let her tell you more about herself, but I have Tiffany Rochelle. Welcome, Tiffany, to the show.
Hello. Good morning, Coach Chanel. How are you today?
I'm doing well. And how about you?
Oh, I'm recovering. I'm doing well, too. Thank you for having me today and allowing me to come on and talk about my book and leadership and life and faith. So I'm really excited about what we're going to get into today.
I am as well, and I wanted to thank you again for being a guest, and you are always welcome back on the show. So I would like for you to tell us a little bit more about you. Give us a little bit of your background, if you don't mind.
Okay, not a problem. My name is Tiffany Rochelle, and I am a leadership strategist and consultant. I'm an international award-winning speaker, and I am a best-selling author of Dear Leader, A Personal Guide for Leaders Through Peace, Pandemic, and Protest. What I do is through my nonprofit, I go to underserved and underprivileged communities here and in Africa and in other places around the world, and I help develop youth and women leaders so that they can create their own social economies and to develop and change their communities for the better on their own. And then on the other end of the spectrum, I serve high-functioning, high-level spiritual leaders, CEOs, business people, and entrepreneurs, and I help them overcome business fatigue, leadership overwhelm, and success fatigue as well. So that's kind of what I do in a nutshell. And the experience that I've had in both of those worlds, in the nonprofit and in the professional world, is what led me to write my book, Dear Leader, because I am literally the person that sees and hears the behind the scenes from the beginning to almost the end that leaders mm-hmm. go through, the struggles that they have in private, the tears that they cry in the dark, the conversations that they can't have in public because of their position, and also because people just kind of don't allow leaders to be human. And I like to give that space and create that space because I find that authenticity and the ability to be real about what is going on creates a better leader, and it brings about a healed leader. And healed leaders are very important because those that are not healed are going around damaging other people. So that's me.
That is powerful, and you're absolutely right in every aspect of what you're saying. You know, it is hard to be a leader, and you do become vulnerable. So to have you as a vessel being used in that space is just a blessing. One question I wanted to ask you before we go further is when it relates to what you do for different countries and things like that, do you have ways that people can actually, you know, donate or support to what you do?
Yes, people can contact in a couple of different ways. So through my book website, which is dearleaderbook.com, you can reach me. You can find my book information, but also it will. You can contact me. You can contact me on my personal side, which is Tiffany Rochelle, TiffanyRashelle.com. And through that website, you'll be able to access the different functions, different ways of accessing me, but also my nonprofit. And then you also have the option to go directly to my nonprofit, which is glbfoundation.com. So it's Global Legacy Builders Foundation. So the letters are glbfoundation.com.
Thank you so much for that information. Okay, so now we're going to move forward. I have a question or two in regards to the prompting to break through and do it. How did that happen for you? Like, what was your moment where you decided, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and do it? I don't have any more time to sit back and just watch this thing happen. I need to be a vessel. So what inspired you or motivated you to do that?
In the actual work or in the writing of the book?
The actual work.
I feel like I've always been in the work. I came from the Midwest, and so we were always taught family community was really important. My parents were very much servant leaders who set a really good example of opening our house to people and taking care of people who, you know, may have been in need, families, strangers, you know. So my familial background is where it started. And so I started volunteering at school when I was in junior high and high school. So it's been a lifelong work. But when I actually got to the stage that I'm in now, it was several iterations. I've been a mother. I've been a model. I've been a teacher, a trainer. I've been professional. I've been an entrepreneur. And literally all of those experiences came together. And when I started actually asking God, like, what was it all for? Why am I doing all this? Why did you make me a servant? Why is it that I am, you know, there has to be more than what, you know, what I'm doing and just feeling like giving. And so I kept going, well, God, who are you and who are you to me? It was around my 30s, actually, that I got into this season, this walk that I'm in. And so as I kept seeking to make it make more sense and be more intentional about the things that I was doing naturally, then God just kept directing me and guiding me. And now I'm, again, all those experiences that I had brought me to a nonprofit and traveling the world and speaking all over the place and writing a book.
I love it.
Literally, God, because I didn't enjoy writing. I won't lie. And the funny thing is, I'm actually a pretty good writer. I've written since I was in school, but I never wrote anything to publish or structured it into a book. And in 2009, God literally had somebody message me and tell me to write a book. Well, this book didn't come out until 2021. So, you know, sometimes we get a prompt from the Lord early on and we ignore and we do everything else. I literally did everything else God told me to do except write the book. And so this book, in 2017, I was sitting in a cafe in South Africa and I got a download. I got the title, you know, I got the how I was going to structure it, and it still took me 3 years to do it from that point. So literally it was like, oh, I'm going to write love letters to leaders because I see so much pain and stress put on them. I want them to know that they're not alone. And so that's what prompted this specific iteration of Dear Leader.
I love it. I love it. It's a phenomenal book, and I just think that it needs to get out. Like, every leader needs this book. I'll say that. I'm just inspired by everything. Go ahead.
I agree with you.
Yes, every leader needs this book. I mean, I'm just sitting here like, okay, well, I'll get my copy. So, I'll be sharing as well. And especially, like, let's talk a little bit more about the ministry aspects of this, because a lot of times when we speak of leaders, we only look at it from a professional standpoint, right? So we don't look at it from the standpoint of, you know, ministers and pastors and, you know, people who are out here in ministries, right, doing the work. for their communities, their churches, their families, and things like that. So let's touch a little bit more about, I don't want you to go into details about your book, but I do want to touch on that aspect, you know, of what it can give them.
The thing that I've seen with leaders, especially spiritual leaders, is that, one, it's really hard oftentimes for them to be honest about the challenges in their faith, the challenges of their walk, the challenges of dealing with their congregation, right? And so many, surprisingly, and some people may get upset that I say this right now, but there are a lot of pastors, prophets, apostles who are at their wit's end, ready to quit. They're operating on fumes. Their faith has been put on a shelf. And some of them are suicidal because they're tired and they haven't been able to go through and get the relief and the release and the support they need, right? So while I am not a therapist, right, while I do not specialize in those things, what my book helps people understand is, one, they're not alone, and that somebody else can understand the struggle they go through, but also it gives them a filter to actually look at themselves, see where they are, and then see where they need help, who they have to help them, who has given them their assignment, why they're doing this assignment, whether they need a break or not, and how they can move forward.
Yes, that is good.
So, yes. So there's no psychoanalysis going on in my book. I am not a therapist. However, I am very good at what I do, and that is to help people to gain that self-awareness, reconnect with their source, and then utilize and tap into their gifts, get a clear vision of who they are, their identity, who they are, and what their legacy is that they're leaving behind.
Love it. Well, I just want to say that I'm inspired, and I thank you again for being here. This is valuable information. I would like for you to reiterate where they can locate your books, if they want to be a part of supporting your cause for your nonprofit. Give them that information again. And I also want to ask you if you have any words of wisdom or anything that you would like to give us today as well.
Let me give you the contact information, and then I'll give you the words. The contact information for the book, dearleaderbook.com. They can also go directly to Amazon and put it in. It's Dear Leader, A Personal Guide for Leaders to Peace, Pandemic, and Protest. They can contact me through TiffanyRochelle.com. And then that from there, they can access every other way to get me. So that's the easiest way to do that. Any words of wisdom for leaders? Right now, especially if you're a spiritually in tune or a faith-based person, we're in a Daniel season. And what that means is we've prayed, we've asked, the prayers have been answered, but we're waiting for the manifestation. And right now, the enemy is doing all he can to frustrate our results and to agitate and take us away from our peace. So be mindful in this season. As things come up, seek the help that you need to retain and restore your peace. Pray and be silent, and don't allow yourself to be taken away, distracted, angered, or controlled by circumstances outside of your control, because it's only going to delay destiny, and that's not what we want. So, yes, be mindful in this season. That's what my words are for today.
Thank you. Amazing words of wisdom. I knew you were going to bring it. So right now, what I would like to do is, because our listening audience, I'm looking if there's anybody who wants to speak today or ask you any questions. So what I'm going to do is open up the line and see if there's anyone who would like to ask Tiffany any questions or just want to get feedback. And if there is not anybody who does, please share the replay of this broadcast, okay? This is a live radio show, so you are welcome to hear it, listen to it any day, anytime you would like to. So share. All right, I'm going to go ahead, and I'm asking everyone to please mute their line, except for the guest and the host. Mute your line if you do not want to ask any questions so that we can avoid the background noise. Thank you. All right, so is there anyone that would like to ask Tiffany Rochelle any questions while we have her live? Quiet, so guess what? I think you gave them a clue for today. what I do is I like to pray out on every single show. I end with prayer. And this is for ourselves and also our listening audience. So I like to cover everybody, okay? Just cover the radio wave. So, Tiffany, if you don't have any other words, I'll give you the space to, if there's anything, last-minute words or anything you would like to say before we pray out.
Is it possible to just read a really short excerpt from the book?
Absolutely.
If it's not, if we don't have enough time, that's fine.
Oh, no, go ahead, absolutely.
Okay. This letter is called Your Voice. Dear leader, where is your voice? Are you able to speak or are you imprisoned in fear that keeps you silent? We live in a world where controversy or the next big protest is only a social media post or leaked recording away from occurring. It seems as if a new movement is born daily. We have become a world of conclusion jumpers that become fixated on uncorroborated pieces of our own interpretation. This makes it perilous to speak without clear interpretations and scary for some to speak at all. Who wants to be misquoted or misrepresented? No one. So many have opted to remain quiet to avoid stirring the pot and becoming the center of controversy. Many leaders opt to speak in politically correct statements and neutral, noncommittal phrases to avoid sparking more controversy or appearing to favor one side over the other, thereby not standing for anything. They're too concerned with appearances or losing followers in their support, so they remain silent.
Amazing.
And then I'm going to skip to another part. This is the last part. You may feel like you don't have a voice or that it has been stolen from you. You may feel like you have nothing to say or that what you have to say is unimportant. Nothing is further from the truth. Your voice is an expression of your gifts. Your voice is transformational. Your voice is healing. Your voice is necessary. Your voice is powerful. Sing with it. Scream with it. Teach with it. Heal with it. Speak with it. The world needs to hear it. And that's what I'll do. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Yes. You're welcome. Thank you for reading that. Thank you. Please go out and grab the book, Dear Leader. You will be not only inspired, but it's, like I said, this is something that we are creating legacy with. These are for leaders and anybody who even doesn't feel like you're a leader right now. That doesn't mean that you won't be right in your near future. So, Tiffany, thank you again. It was a pleasure having you on the show. You are welcome back anytime. Once the show is recorded, well, it's recorded now, but once it's saved, you'll be able to share, okay? So you still will be able to share this episode. So I am going to come into prayer, asking you to stand in agreement. And so, Father God, we just thank you for the show. Thank you for the platform, Selfless Love Talk. Thank you for Tiffany Rochelle coming on to share the blessing that you have given unto her for the people. I ask for us to be covered, protected, Lord, as we go about your business. I pray for everyone to have a safe, blessed Mother's Day, spending time with family. I pray for you to give us above and beyond what we need. Lord, you know what our needs are. You know what we lack. And you said in your word that we shall have no lack. So we're standing in agreement on that, Father God, that you will pour into us in overflow of everything that we could ever imagine. I just continue to pray for our covering as we come and we go. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Tiffany, thank you so much for being a part of the show. Again, I am honored to have you as a guest, and I know that this will not be the last time that you are on this show. So have a wonderful weekend. Happy Mother's Day, pre-Mother's Day to you and your family. And until next time.
All right. Thank you. You too, Coach Chanel.
You
have a wonderful
welcome.
Day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.